News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's attack over the weekend. More than 300 drones and missiles raining down on Israel, despite calls for restraint from many of their own allies. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East correspondent, joins us now. Alistair, where are we at? Israel has said that, you know, officials and their Minister for Defence have said they really have no choice but to respond. Iran has said if they respond, they will respond in kind. Is there a road to de-escalation here, and what is it?
Yeah, there is a road to de-escalation. It's the question of whether or not Israel chooses to go down that road. I mean, the road to de-escalation, I think in most people's eyes, the best road to de-escalation would be to do what President Biden has advised Israel to do, and that is take the win, except that the strike on the 1st of April on the consulate building in Damascus that flattened the Iranian building and killed seven military officers was, you know, let's be honest, it was a violation of the Vienna Convention, and it was highly controversial and inflammatory. Iran retaliated, and the damage from that retaliation to Israel was extremely minimal. So, you know, take it and move on. But it doesn't look like that's what the Israeli government wants to do at the moment.
No, Israel appear focused on the attack on Israeli soil, which obviously is a new departure for these two long-standing foes. A lot of commentators saying that if we could find a way that both had a sense of victory, that would be the best thing. But in your view, and obviously you're observing this very closely, what is likely to happen? Are we likely to see a cyber attack? Are we likely to see some other form of proxy attack on an Israeli, an Iranian, I suppose, holding elsewhere? Do we know what Israel is more likely to do? Obviously, a direct attack on Iran would very possibly lead to all-out war.
Yeah, so a direct attack on Iran, which I suppose Israelis might say is like for like. Iran sends more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, so an attack directly on Iran or an Iranian military base would be framed as a sort of a tit for tat and a like for like. But you're absolutely right, that is the response that is most or more likely to lead to war. So another way of de-escalating the situation but also retaliating, if that's not a contradictory term, a way of putting it, would be something like a cyber attack, or perhaps biding your time and doing a covert assassination of a key Iranian figure or part of their nuclear program. The sort of thing that Israeli intelligence have done quite a few times in the past. It's deniable, it's covert, it's kind of under the radar. Everybody knows it's Israel, but, you know, at the same time, it is deniable. That would be one way of having the final word, having a response, but probably containing the fallout from it.
And obviously that would appear to be what the US and other allies of Israel are pushing for. Netanyahu, are they likely to listen?
Netanyahu has shown that he's not always listened to the US president and his advice many times over the last 6 months of war in Gaza. So I don't think... we always used to assume here that when the White House said, okay, enough is enough, Israel listened and obeyed. That just has not happened over more than 6 months of war in Gaza. So I just therefore think there's no way that we could assume it would happen in this case. I do think that the support given by Israel's allies on Saturday night, both from the US, Britain and France militarily, but also let's not overlook the support from Arab countries like Jordan, like the Gulf states, in allowing their airspace to be used and even shooting down missiles themselves, that should not be taken for granted by Israel. That kind of support will not always be there. That might have just been a one-off. And I think what the White House will be saying to Israel is build on it. That went a lot better than you would have expected. That kind of support from other Arab countries would not have happened a few years ago. Build on it. Create alliances. Don't take it for granted. Don't push that loyalty.
Yeah. especially, I suppose, considering Jordan's links with the Palestinians and the pressure that they're coming under under their own sort of political regime. Look, thank you for that. We do appreciate that insight. That is Alistair Bunkle there, Sky's Middle East correspondent. And we will be speaking to a representative of the Iranian consulate here in Ireland after 8 o'clock this morning to get that perspective as well. Do stay tuned for that too this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.